This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There is a colleague of yours, Max Miller, who is facing allegations of abuse from an ex-wife of the wife and his then toddler daughter. Should he resign from Congress in light of the accusations?
Look, this is a family matter. I know Max is a good man. I was up campaigning for him. I hope he wins re-election. He's done a good job as a member of Congress.
Bro, how hard is it to say, yes, he should resign immediately? All right, everybody, this is one of the craziest stories unfolding in politics right now, and I want to walk you through it all. Because what if I told you that every single elected Republican were covering up for an alleged child abuser, somebody who is abusing his wife actively, throwing boiling hot water on her face, holding a gun to her head, and yet every single Republican is acting blind to it, blind to the fact that they are working with this man every single day. I'm not talking about the cover-up of Jeffrey Epstein and his abuse of children. I'm not even talking about them covering up Andrew Tate and his abuse of women and children. Today, we are talking about Republican Representative Max Miller of Ohio. And then, what if I told you that the woman who was abused, her father is actually a senator who is a Republican, and even he is being incredibly quiet about this. He is acting blind to it and not saying anything because all Republicans want to cover up for shitty human beings in lockstep. Whether it's Jeffrey Epstein, whether it's Andrew Tate, the entire Trump family is willing to cover that up for their own gain. And this is one of the most sinister, insidious cases out right now. Even Republican Representative Jim Jordan was reduced to stammering on live television last night when he was pressed about this case. And here lies the main problem. Republicans want to endlessly scream at Democrats and try to gain the moral high ground whenever one of our candidates is a shitty person, which it happens. People like Graham Platner, I think he should have immediately left the race when the rape allegations came out, as he did. He was clearly an awful human being with a very, very dark past. But Republicans have no high ground to talk to us about that. The president of the United States has been found civilly liable of raping E. Jean Carroll. He has 26 more allegations, and he's on camera bragging about grabbing women because they let stars do it. Republicans are blind to that. They blind themselves to Matt Gaetz, Jeffrey Epstein, Andrew Tate. Hell, even Jim Jordan, who was reduced to stammering on television, has his own past allegations of covering up sexual abuse at Ohio State University, when he was a wrestling coach. He turned a blind eye, according to multiple of the wrestlers who were sexually abused. There is an orgy of covering up things in the Republican Party. Over and over and over, these men in power will cover up for other men in power as long as the people being abused are women or children or something of that sort. Before we jump into this video of Jim Jordan just stammering, breaking down on television, not able to defend this, let me make sure we're very clear about the allegations at hand. So neither the child's father, Representative Max Miller of Ohio, nor mother, conservative policy advisor Emily Moreno, who, by the way, is the daughter of Senator Bernie Moreno. This will come in later because even Senator Moreno is being an absolute spineless dweeb about this. This guy's daughter had been abused. His daughter had allegedly been abused by somebody who was working in Congress alongside him, and yet he has nothing to say about it. He has literally nothing to say about it. He acts like he's too good to even talk about this case. So let's listen to this. Neither the child's father, Max Miller, that's character one, nor mother, Emily Moreno, who's the daughter of the senator, Bernie Moreno, admitted to knowing what caused their daughter's injury or that it occurred while their daughter was under their care. Miller's primary theory, the father, was that the bruising resembled marks from a seatbelt. Moreno, the mother, who discovered the bruises and took the child to the emergency room, she suggested the cause may have been something more sinister. Records of the investigation into potential child abuse now show that Moreno had told detectives that the representative, Miller, had previously thrown hot water at her, shoved her, and held a gun to her head. Therefore, she couldn't rule out that Miller caused their daughter's fracture. Moreover, a child protection specialist reviewing the incident characterized the bruising near the clavicle, near the fracture, as resembling a handprint. Remember, the two-year-old daughter had a broken clavicle and they couldn't figure out where it came from. Quote, "Daddy's house is scary," Moreno recounted her daughter saying, according to a Bay Village investigative report relating to the February 2026 injury. "Daddy's house is scary." The summary of the Zoom meeting and investigative report are among more than 2,000 pages of court filings and police reports pertaining to Miller that Mother Jones obtained through public record requests. The trove of documents contains allegations of drug abuse by Miller, misogyny and verbal abuse, and violent behavior against multiple women. The filings also include evidence that Miller implicitly threatened his ex-father-in-law, Senator Bernie Moreno. So Senator Bernie Moreno has been threatened himself, and then he came out with this meek statement, and he was the one who was screaming, crying, pissing himself, and melting down at Anthony Fauci yesterday. He tried to get some cool, clippable moment of himself screaming at Fauci, but every single person online is pointing out that he should really be screaming at his daughter's ex-husband, at Max Miller. Max Miller deserves the ire of every single Republican, yet he is blind to it. Let's start off with this clip of Jim Jordan because it's absolutely wild. As Aaron Rupar points out, holy shit, Jim Jordan is reduced to stammering when Cassie Hunt presses him on why he continues to support Max Miller despite credible allegations that he abused his ex-wife and toddler daughter. He has no answer here. By the way, I'm still on a, you know, working vacation where I'm visiting some family, spending more time with them. We're about to go on a fun boat ride, so I'm going to be gone for the rest of the day. It would mean the world if you hit the like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Make sure you turn on post notifications. It's the best way to continue to support us as we grow Mockler Media, as we live and breathe and work on independent media with you guys as our only backer. So thank you guys so much. And let's jump into this wild clip as it plays out.
I also want to ask you about something a little closer to home. There is a colleague of yours in the Ohio delegation, Max Miller, who is facing allegations of abuse from an ex-wife of the wife and his then toddler daughter. Do you think that Max Miller, who denies this abuse, should he resign from Congress in light of the accusations?
Look, this is a family matter. I know Max is a good man. I was up campaigning for him. I hope he wins re-election. He's done a good job as a member of Congress, and we should all pray for his family. These are difficult times that they're going through. We understand that. These kind of situations always are. But Max is a good member and a colleague, and hopefully he's going to win re-election.
But bro, how hard is it to say, yes, he should resign immediately? How quickly did every single Democrat immediately flip on someone like Graham Plattner or even someone like Eric Swalwell? We do not pledge allegiance to these candidates and say they are above, you know, above throwing out the moment that there are allegations that come out. It's despicable how only one side is held to standards. And I think it's good the Democrats have standards for our candidates. I think we should maintain those standards. But then looking at the Republican Party, he would defend somebody who was like a child rapist. Jim Jordan would defend somebody who was a child rapist. Oh, wait, it seems like he already did. Representative Jim Jordan, quote, turned a blind eye to sex abuse allegations, says former Ohio State University wrestler amid House Speaker battle. Wow. Wow. Let's go back to this interview.
But ultimately, in the end, that's up to the voters in his district. But yeah, we were up helping Max just a few weeks ago at a campaign event up in his district in the northern part of our state.
So I mean, it's just worth noting. I mean, the allegations include that Miller scalded his ex-wife's chest and stomach when he threw hot water at her, that he held a gun to her head, that he pushed her against a wall and hit her in the head, that he fractured their daughter's collarbone and bruised her shoulder, that his two-year-old daughter reportedly told his ex-wife, yeah, quote, "Daddy,
Casey,
kill you."
I
want to play for you what you said when you were asked about Graham Plattner, who faced allegations of abuse.
I've not heard all this stuff.
It was in the New York Times. It was in the New York Times. That's the list of allegations. It's been out there for a while.
I just
want to show you what you told Newsmax when you saw that Graham Plattner was facing these accusations. Watch.
That's always been the case with Democrats. It's all about maintaining power. They will take any crazy position as long as it furthers their ability to win elections and get power, and frankly, to go against anyone who goes against President Trump.
Why does that not apply here to Republicans who want to keep power in the seat?
Well, I don't know the context of the question I was asked about Mr. Plattner, but my guess is it was about all the ridiculous positions he's taken.
The banner there says Plattner's ex-girlfriend accuses him of
Nazi
abuse.
The Nazi tattoo and everything else. Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't answer. I don't know that.
Sorry, that was a beautiful moment right there. So the banner on this literally says something about Plattner's ex-girlfriend accuses him of abuse. And Jim Jordan tries to claim we weren't even talking about the abuse in that clip.
Apply here to Republicans who want to keep power in the seat.
Well, I don't know the context of the question I was asked about Mr. Plattner, but my guess is it was about all the ridiculous positions he's taken.
The banner there says Plattner's ex-girlfriend accuses him of abuse.
The Nazi tattoo and everything else. Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't answer. I don't know that I answered that question. I think I was dealing with just who he was as a candidate and the crazy anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, pro-Nazi positions that he has taken. I think is evidenced by the fact that he had a Nazi tattoo on his chest.
All right, Congressman Jim Jordan, thanks for spending some
time
with us.
And frankly, it wasn't me that kicked him off the ballot. It was the Democrats.
All right, fair enough, sir.
Yeah, because we have standards, guys. This is fucking insane. We cannot be living in a political environment where we endlessly hold our candidates on the Democratic side to higher and higher standards, because, you know, politicians should have high standards. But then you look across to the Republican Party and you see them defending actual child abusers, people who are alleged to have thrown boiling hot water on their wife, hold a gun to her head, break the clavicle bone of their 2-year-old daughter, then try to cover it up. Jim Jordan, as I pointed out, turned a blind eye to this type of abuse before, and it seems like he is more than willing to do the exact same thing again. Let me just read this very, very quickly. A chairman for Jim Jordan said, "Chairman Jordan never saw or heard of any abuse. If he had, he would have dealt with it." This seems like the exact type of spineless, conservative guy who would just turn a blind eye. The allegations of abuse were against Dr. Richard Strauss, an Ohio State team doctor and sports medicine researcher. Strauss is accused of sexually abusing 177 men over an 18-year period from 1979 to 1997, nearly his entire time at Ohio State, according to an independent report released in 2019. Investigators determined that university officials ignored nearly two decades of accusations against sexual abuse of Strauss, who killed himself in 2006 at age 67, 7 years after retiring. The accusations of abuse involved athletes from 16 sports. Jim Jordan reportedly worked with him, served with him, and knew about all of this. He first came under fire in 2018 when multiple former OSU wrestlers took their allegations against Strauss to the media and claimed that Jordan was aware of Strauss' inappropriate behavior and failed to report it. The reason why I'm going all the way back to 2018 and these allegations in the late 90s is because this is a pattern of behavior with these spineless Republicans. I'm not saying this is something that doesn't happen on the Democratic side. I'm sure there are people that are Democrats that also cover up stuff or do stuff, but it's not nearly the same scale and scope and size as it is on these Republican, oftentimes Christian or Catholic organizations. I mean, even the Catholic Church had covered up the sexual abuse of like tens of thousands of young boys. There seems to be a systematic effort on the right side to continue to cover this up, and it's worth pointing that out when you get the chance. Now I want to show you Senator Bernie Moreno. In this clip right here, he's trying to be a tough guy and trying to yell at Dr. Anthony Fauci. This happened just 24 hours ago, and this clip has millions of views on social media, but not because people are supporting Bernie Moreno, because they're pointing out he's yelling at the wrong person. If he's going to yell at anybody, it should probably be Max Miller. I just realized we don't show enough photos of Max Miller himself. This is Max Miller right here. This is the guy who thinks he's some tough alpha and who allegedly is very, very abusive. This is Max Miller. But let's go to Bernie Moreno. This is the father of Emily Moreno, the daughter who's being abused by Max Miller.
Sell them all, run for office, run through the United States Senate. Here I am sitting in front of you 6 years later saying, who the fuck do you think you were for doing that? It is a total disgrace what you did to this country. And if my Democrat colleagues are standing there defending you, I hope the voters of the United States of America watch the clips of every one of you doting on a guy who was more interested in being a celebrity than saving American people.
Is this guy this out of touch? Dude, your name is trending on Twitter right now, Senator Moreno, because you turned a blind eye to your daughter being abused and refused to speak out, and now you are chiding Dr. Anthony Fauci, the same way that Jim Jordan turned a blind eye when wrestlers were being abused. I mean, it's so disgusting. And then Senator Bernie Moreno finally released a statement. His team must have realized, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't be talking about disgracefulness and accountability and saying, who do you think you are when your daughter is being abused? I mean, dude, if I had someone in my family being abused, or if I had a hypothetical daughter and she were abused, there is nothing that would stop you from making sure that the man can never ever touch her again, get near her again, or look at her again, whether it's public pressure, private pressure, whether it's using your family or friends, you would make sure that they stay apart, right? Senator Bernie Moreno has said nothing other than this one statement. He's yelled at Dr. Fauci more than he has at Max Miller, who abused his daughter. So Senator Bernie Moreno says, quote, Senator Moreno's top priority is the safety and well-being of his daughter and granddaughter. While he does not litigate these matters in the media or respond to baseless public attacks, he will do whatever it takes to ensure a just outcome for his family. Many of you can relate to this. If there were abuse going on near you, you would use every single avenue available, whether it's public or private pressure. Senator Moreno refuses to lead the way in calling this out. I want to show you how Speaker of the House Mike Johnson reacted to this when he was asked a similar question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Eric Garcia's independent. These past 2 weeks, Democrats ditched Graham Platter from their ballot after sexual assault allegations. Two members of the conference, Max Miller and Ford Mills, faced domestic violence allegations. Why would two Republicans keep them in the conference, whereas Democrats are dropping somebody accused of credibly accused of sexual harassment?
Well, the key word there is allegation. We have a process here. The House Ethics Committee works on those things. If allegations are made, they work through a process. So I'm not in the business of commenting on investigations as they as they're in process, and we'll see how that shakes out. That's how this always works. And by the way, it's done for R's and D's on both.
Well, no, that's how this always works if you are a Democrat. Mike Johnson was saying that Graham Platner should drop out based on allegations alone. And I agree, he should drop out. Those allegations were despicable, and they came from a string of multiple women, which overall paints a more strong picture, and it makes it very, very clear what type of person Graham Platner is. However, the moment that a Republican is then accused of something similar, Mike Johnson then tries to appeal to the process. You have to let it play out through the process. We need an entire investigation that just so happens to be dragged on throughout the midterms so we can secure this last piece of power. It's worth pointing out, and this is a very important part, when Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida was being investigated for sleeping with underage girls and Venmoing underage girls who were 17 at the time while he was a grown congressman, Mike Johnson, the same person right here, delayed that investigation and allowed it to be delayed, stalled, tried to hide and cover up for the investigation until Matt Gaetz resigned suddenly, just resigned his seat. So these people are absolutely despicable, and this is all manifested in Emily Moreno filing a new restraining order against Max Miller just yesterday. This is brand new. This is fresh in the state of Ohio. And this gets wild. Let me start from the beginning here. It says, Emily Moreno, after first having been duly sworn and cautioned pursuant to the law, depose and state that I am the defendant and affiant within the matter. Affiant further states as follows. This is crazy. Just listen. 1. Plaintiff Max Miller's counsel, attorney Larry Zuckerman, stated during the July 28, 2026 hearing that plaintiff Max Miller, quote, just can't control himself. Plaintiff has harassed, threatened, and communicated directly with my counsel at Zashin Law LLC, as well as my previous counsel, attorney Vince Stafford, attorney Jill Huffman. Plaintiff physically touched my counsel without consent. after plaintiff Max Miller placed his hands on attorney Andrew Zashin. I told plaintiff, get your hands off of him. Unless restrained, plaintiff will continue to harass, threaten, and communicate with my counsel directly. I have read the foregoing motion and accounts contained therein are true, and to the best of my knowledge, Emily Moreno. So this is Emily Moreno recounting when Max Miller tried to attack her lawyers. This is an out-of-control representative who is currently bloodthirsty, trying to beat anybody in his proximity. And Senator Bernie Moreno, the father of Emily Moreno, can only muster up anger at Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is what the Republican Party has become, the masculine alpha party. They only abuse women but never protect women. Wow. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. I'm doing a fun day with my family, so I'm not going to be checking in on you all that much, but I'll have Chris Mowry pop in. It's the last day of the month, and I promise you all tomorrow we're going to hit it back hard. We're going to keep rolling out the content. Please support by dropping a like, subscribing below. Make sure you drop a blue heart in the comments if you appreciate this. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.